Saturday, October 26th. I have a terrible headache, and I've been feeling super depressed all day. I've pretty much given up on the Halloween dance. Short of a major miracle, it's not going to happen. Plus, I have more important things to worry about. Like, for example, my nutty sister Brianna. Her fairy phobia seems to be growing worse. I think Mom and Dad should seriously consider getting her into some type of counseling or therapy. Every single night for the past week, Brianna has woken me up to go to the bathroom with her because she's afraid. The fact that she was waking me up in the middle of the night wasn't the thing that was really bothering me. It was how she was waking me up that was driving me nuts. By peeling open my eye with her fingers. I considered myself very lucky that Brianna hadn't poked my eye out yet. So I did what any perfectly normal, sleep-deprived, raving maniac would do in my situation. I promised Brianna I'd get rid of, the tooth fairy, so she could start going to the bathroom by herself. Then I could start sleeping nights again. So in the wee hours of the morning, Brianna and I snuck downstairs to the kitchen so we could make up a special spray that would keep the tooth fairy away. Nikki's homemade fairy repellent. 1 cup bottled spring water. 3/4 cup vinegar. 1/2 cup strained tuna fish oil. 1/2 cup strained sardine oil. 1 teaspoon ground garlic. 1 teaspoon onion powder. Pour ingredients into bottle and shake vigorously for 1 minute or until mixed. For best results, spray liberally in areas where fairy is not wanted. Will repel fairies and most flying insects for 23 years. Excess can be refrigerated and stored for up to 7 days for use as a zesty vinaigrette salad dressing. Okay, I admit I just made up the recipe right there on the spot to trick Brianna into believing the fairy repellent would actually work. I poured the liquid into an empty spray bottle, and it actually looked pretty real. The only small problem was that the spray smelled a lot like a dead walrus on a hot summer day in Phoenix, Arizona. Brianna was nervous about the whole thing and was afraid the fairy might get mad at us if I sprayed her. Kind of like that time Dad sprayed those hornet wasps and they chased him around the yard for 5 minutes until he hid behind some garbage cans. It was my brilliant idea for me to wear protective gear. I didn't have a choice but to play along to get Brianna to believe the fairy spray would actually work. After rummaging through her toy box, Brianna handed me her blue plastic diving mask with a snorkel attached. She said it would help keep the spray out of my eyes and prevent the fairy from gouging them out if she got, like, really violent. Although, to be honest, I was more worried about Brianna gouging out my eyes than some fairy. Then Brianna gave me her toy tennis racket with a busted string to use as a fairy swatter. Unfortunately, as soon as I put on the face mask, it started to fog up, and I was having a hard time breathing through that snorkel. I felt like the spray-ernator. Hasta la vista, fairy. I sprayed Brianna's bed, desk, lamp, and chair with the fairy repellent. Then I sprayed behind her curtains and inside her toy box. I was just about to call it a night when Brianna started pulling stuff out from under her bed so I could spray under there. Then she began tossing junk out of her closet so I could spray in there, too. And she insisted that I spray her Hello Kitty backpack, Barbie CD player, and Tickle Me Elmo doll just to be safe. I tried to convince Brianna that she had absolutely nothing to worry about. Because if the Tooth Fairy was in fact hanging around her room, she was probably totally dripping in stink by now. That poor fairy was going to have to rush back to Fairyland and soak in a tub of Mr. Bubbles, tomato juice, and Lysol disinfectant for at least a week. But Brianna started whining really loud and saying we needed to spray her sock and underwear drawer. I was like, shh, better quiet down before you wake up Mom and Dad, or we'll both be in big trouble. Soon the spray bottle started making gurgling sounds because it was empty. I was trying to get out the last few drops when suddenly the doorknob clicked and the bedroom door slowly opened. Brianna and I both stared at the door and then each other. I was like, what the? Oh no! It's the fairy! Brianna stuttered in horror. Then she dived into her closet and slammed the door behind her. Unfortunately, it wasn't the fairy. I almost wish it had been. Instead, it was Mom and Dad. And I could tell that they were not happy. But what really weirded me out was that my dad's right eye started twitching. I guessed that it was probably because the room reeked of sardines, tuna fish, and vinegar. Okay, I could understand why my parents might have been a little upset. It was 2 a.m., and we had just totally trashed Brianna's room. And sprayed enough repellent to fumigate two small, very smelly, fly-infested pig farms. That's when it occurred to me that just maybe I'd taken the whole fairy prank thing a bit too far. To make matters worse, I think the spray was starting to make me feel lightheaded and dizzy. Or maybe I was suffering from oxygen deprivation due to breathing through that snorkel for 15 continuous minutes. I thought about hiding the bottle of fairy repellent and the toy tennis racket behind my back and trying to act natural. As natural as I could, considering the fact that I was in my pajamas wearing a blue plastic diving mask with a snorkel. My parents were still just standing there with shocked looks on their faces. Unfortunately, that snorkel thingy made my voice and breathing sound just like Darth Vader's, but with a really wicked lisp. Hi, Dag.
Hi, Mog.
Shh. What's up?
I'm really very sorry I woke you up.
Shh.
I was just working on my science project, and Brianna's room got a bit messy.
Shh.
Luke, I am your father.
Shh. Lucky for me, Mom and Dad laughed at my joke. Then I explained that I was just testing out a new homemade insect repellent / vinaigrette salad dressing / air freshener called Sardine Summer Splash. And that it was an extra credit homework assignment for gym class. And extra credit is a good thing. When Brianna came crawling out of the closet, I knew I was dead meat. I was going to be grounded forever if she spilled about my little prank. But she totally backed me up and told Mom and Dad she had helped me make a special spray to get rid of a little pest in her bedroom. Thank goodness she didn't tell them the pest was the tooth fairy. My parents just assumed it was a bug or something and believed the whole story. I just hope Brianna has finally gotten over her fairy phobia. One thing is for sure. It'll be really nice to start sleeping again without having to worry about waking up to find one of my eyeballs lying on my pillow looking at me. Ugh! How gross would that be?